This is Fresh Air. Irish musician and folklorist Mick Maloney is joining us again today for our weekly performance spot. He's brought along his guitar and mandolin. Mick grew up in County Limerick and studied traditional music there and in neighboring County Clare. But the tunes he's going to play and sing for us are part of an Irish music scene that grew up outside of Ireland.
It seems to have been the lot of many young Irish people for well over 100 years now to travel, to go abroad, and not just to sightsee or to visit, but to make a living. Just the harsh economic realities of the circumstances really are behind that massive population movement, which has really drained the life's blood of the country in many ways. When I was growing up in Ireland, you didn't really have the option to go to America. The quota had been abolished from Ireland, and England was the place to go to find work. And I went over to London, spent a few years there. The very, very first job I ever got over there was in the construction business. And funnily enough, the workers there who wouldn't listen to music at all back home, to Irish music, found that music and the bars and the social clubs became a sort of a mechanism for them to get together, to, remove the loneliness and show their Irishness. And it was there I learned a song like this, this particular one, which came out of the construction business, a song called Crooked Jack.
Come Irish men, both brave and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are better ways to earn your bread than working down a hole. I was tall and through all of 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, though it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. The ganger's blue-eyed boy was I. Old Jack, he could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I could work hard hours and long. I was tall and through all of 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, though it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I remember the day when I first went away to work on the hydro dams. My hopes and fears and my sweat and tears were bound up in those shuttering jams. I was tall and through all of 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, though it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I've seen men old before their time, their faces lined and grey. I never thought that I myself would soon be that self-same way. I was tall and through all of 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, though it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. They say that honest toil is good for the body and the soul. But believe me, boys, it's just sweat and blood when you're working down a hole. I was tall and through all of 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, though it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack.
Well, songs like Crooked Jack came out of a harsh reality. Not all the songs were sad, of course, and the instrumental tunes, they were lively, and people danced to them, and a lot of the immigrant musicians who played in London became very famous back in Ireland, made records over there, and those records were bought by people in Ireland, but also by the Irish transplanted population in England. And I used to play an awful lot in the social clubs in London, and I was lucky enough to be able to make my living as a professional musician for a good few years, travelling around the country. And that was the time when Irish music was really going through a renaissance in England, and the folk club scene was very accommodating, particularly to Irish instrumental music. And there was a great interest in the music of Turlough O'Carolan, the great Irish harper. And I remember learning some tunes over there. And, well, this is an O'Carolan piece. I didn't learn it till I actually came to America, but it's a sort of tune that was very popular in the folk clubs in England and became popular over here in America later on in the 70s. It's called Planxty Loftus Jones. Planxty Loftus Jones there, a 17th composition by Turlough O'Carolan, the great Irish harper.
Mick Maloney lives in Philadelphia, where in 1977 he founded the Folklife Centre. He also produces records, manages tours, and lectures on Irish folk traditions. This is Fresh Air.